Hello, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Up Podcast. We are here today to talk about the Super Six, talk about the road to the finale, definitely not talk about the sweet Super Sing-Along, Ding-Along, whatever's happening next week. But we're here to break 2 hours worth of content for you, and I am very excited. I am your host, Puya the Keyboard, Zan Bikili. And of course, I'm never alone. I've got my partner in crime here ready to talk all these things with me. And may I present to you now, Liana the Floppy Disk Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. It was brutal. I'm not going to lie. Going from 3 to 6, that's intense, man. Like losing 50%. Yeah, you know, math, it's whatever. Losing half of the performers, I mean, or doubling the performers, if I guess I had it my way. Could this episode have been an hour? Probably. But okay. You know what? We got to hear Craig Robinson perform, which was a lot of fun. Overall, I'm really enjoying the season of The Masked Singer. I think we have a lot of super strong performers, although I do have I'm ready to complain a little bit about the format.
I think it's safe to say that there will be some complaining going on, a little bit of shenanigans with this formatting. But we'll get into all of that and then some. Obviously, we have 6 performances to talk about and 3 unmaskings and a whole lot of questions, which we got from the audience. So we're going to be on the same page here with all of that. Okay, so right out the gate, let's talk about this format. A bunch of people asked about this and what would the solution be? What's appropriate? So let's quickly speak on it. The format they gave us was, hey, we're at the final 6, but here's the situation. The final 6 is going to be 3 head-to-head matchups of the same groupings. So group A is facing off again, group B is facing off again, group C is facing off again, and one person is going from each side. How did that make you feel?
I mean, as soon as they announced that that was going to be the twist, or not, it's not even a twist. Like, it's just a continuation of the format that they've been using previously, which I was like, well, then why are we even bothering to combine them? You know what I mean? Just like, you should have just eliminated 2 people last week and have one person move on to then the finals. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like such a weird choice. I mean, I would guess it's probably a production thing. They've been quarantining these people together or something, but then all 6 of them performed at the same time. Right. So like, I don't understand.
Right. So to me, I find that it's ridiculous to think of the idea of, so you are performing in The Masked Singer, but don't worry, you're going to face only 4 performers out of like 15. Like, I don't like the idea. I think one of the big things that a lot of us were waiting for was, I'm excited to see the best person in this group face the best person in this group. So to not get that until the finals is a bit of a letdown for me, especially considering that one of these groups in particular truly had 3 top tier contenders. So the fact that only one of them had to get through because of this format was a lost decision from my end. I don't see why.
I think also just from the excitement factor of it all, when you limit essentially the pairings of the people that can move forward, you're limiting the potential outcome. So like, you know, I think it's what, 8 possible combinations if you do it this way or something like that versus, you know, much more if it's anyone out of the 6. And again, like if they're just giving their performances anyway, I really, really don't understand why they had to be matched up. I mean, is it because they didn't have enough to show? Like they needed more filler? They needed those matchups? Like I don't get it.
So someone brought up I was talking to somebody and they brought up the idea that what if they were like, you know, because of the bubble, this had to be done separately. And my immediate reaction was, even if it was a bubble, the fact that it's an audience that's going to be over Zoom, you can just show the audience all 6 performances and have them vote. Like that's not deep, you know, it can be fine. But what if they did each group individually? Right. So what if they did group A to completion, group B to completion, group C to completion? And the reason why they did it in order of the order they did, because they did group B, then C, then A tonight. Right.
You mean A, B, C?
Tonight on the episode, no. They did group B first, then group C, then group
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, what if they did everything for group A and one go, including this final six where, or like two, one versus one. And then they did the next one, and then they did the next one. But then if I even say that, I'm like, what? Did they just bring back Craig Robinson and the crew in the same outfit every time to do that? Like, I don't think so. So I don't know. I feel like ultimately this was whatever they chose to do. I can very easily see them doing it the way I think that it should have been done, which is it's just a free for all at six. Whatever happens, happens.
They had a group performance. Like, that's what I keep going back to. Right?
Yeah. Well, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, like, unless they filmed that afterwards or something.
Right.
I have no idea. I mean, I want to get, like, I want to, you know, my immediate thing was like, oh, well, obviously they had to do it because of COVID. Look, it's a tough time. Everybody's trying to deal with the regulations. But the group performance, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't take this seriously when this is happening. Like, why can't we just have it a free-for-all at six?
Yeah, I really don't know. I think it was a missed opportunity. The reason we're all up in arms about this is because I think we lost someone that should be in the finals. Mm-hmm. And we have someone that really shouldn't be in the finals is how I feel. So it's fine. We'll talk about it when we get there. But, you know, I'm a little salty. I'm a little salty. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think I was also just excited to finally be free of the group format. Like, we've been with this for so long. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. And then in the beginning of the show, they were like, psych.
Yeah, it really wasn't the way I wanted to enter the Super Six, but it's fine. I think moving forward, I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm going to have feelings about the first round after the group stages, because it doesn't seem like it's going to be great, but it's fine. So as we've been alluding to, the group B contestants went first. So it was basically Seahorse versus Crocodile to start the episode, which already was like, okay, we're just going to rip off this Band-Aid, of course. And so what did you think of, also, off the top, we're going to not really be talking about clue packages because there's one clue, one clue in the package and then one clue in the chest. So we can just talk about that whenever. But give me your thoughts about the Seahorse's performance to start the show.
Well, I'm sorry. We're just going to skip right over the fun aha group performance and the Craig Robinson performance.
I mean, you can talk about them if you want. I don't know what this
No, I really don't. No, the thing about that, it was so funny. The Craig Robinson one, it was like so clearly anyone who's watched The Office is like, oh, that's Daryl. You know what I mean? Like, it was just so
Doug
obvious
Judy.
To him.
Doug
and
Judy
then,
on the piano.
And then everybody like being like, oh, is that Eddie Murphy? Like, no, Jenny, it's not Eddie Murphy. And then Nick is like, it's even a mystery to me. But even he didn't sell the line well. Sorry, that just really made me laugh.
Yeah, it was very clear they knew who it was and they were just trolling because, you know, needless to say, even Ken John doesn't think really that that's Carol Baskin. So,
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's still obviously him. Right. So.
Right.
Anyway. OK, so Seahorse versus Crocodile. So, yeah, this was by far I can't believe this one went first. Also, I thought they were going to do this one last because to me, this is the toughest matchup between the two contestants, or at least like not. OK, maybe not necessarily the closest matchup. No, wait, hold on.
It's the best performers. It's the best two performers that we're going to lose one of, for sure.
Yes. These were two people that I thought, like, when I looked back at my list of the three that I thought was going to make it, and I had both Crocodile and Seahorse on that list.
Yeah.
So,
we both had, I believe last week when we talked about this, we had, like, one different, but for the most part, we had the same list of, it's going to be the Crocodile, Seahorse, and the Sun, most likely.
Yeah, right. I think I said maybe the mushroom could be there also. But like the Seahorse and the Crocodile, I mean, just like with his razzle dazzle, he was going to take that. And then the Seahorse is a powerhouse vocalist. So anyway, so I was really not looking forward to having to watch this matchup. But I will say the Seahorse's song choice, like, I get the logic behind wanting to go for something that is much more, you know, choreo. She's like, I got to bring the moves. But you know what? I almost feel like you got to play to your strengths, girl. Like, pick something that you can be super good at. I mean, again, fabulous singer. So this was a good performance. But like, was this her worst one yet? I mean, it was better in the rewatch, but it's not her wheelhouse, you know?
No, I think that she's had so many strong performances that have been like, wow, like right away, first 15 seconds, I'm like, this is, oh, you're fine. You're going to be in the next one. You're going to be in the next one. You're going to be in the Super Six. Easy. This did not feel that way. It, to me, it vocally felt safe. I don't know why. There were like moments, there were like no, some high notes that were being hit that was like, yeah, this is top notch. She's clearly a trained singer in the way she controls her voice, controls the pitch. But I felt like there was some sacrifices made to add choreo, which I'm going to be honest with you, did not even really feel like there was much choreo there. So it didn't stand out to me as like a, ooh, razzle dazzle performance.
I mean, I'm sure it was a lot for her, right? She was like, oh, I've never done choreo before.
I can say all I want, but I know if I stepped up to do choreo, I might do even like a tenth of what she did and be like, oh, look, but I did some. Like, it's not going to be visually there. Also, I didn't like the song choice ultimately.
I know. Well, you also don't like Bruno Mars, so that doesn't necessarily help, right?
I don't not like Bruno Mars. I just think that Bruno Mars is overrated. That's right.
But yeah, I look, she still got two belt. It was a really sexy performance. There's a lot of diversity in her voice in terms of what she can do. I feel like, though, this is not the performance for the semifinals. This is the performance for like maybe round two, you know, when she's clearly still good enough, but she, you don't want to take a risk here. You know, I mean, I don't know. Or do risks pay off? I'm frustrated because I feel like the Seahorse is so incredibly talented, and yet something didn't connect with me with this performance. I was like, I can appreciate the talent here, but it's just not hitting with me.
Well, I think we've talked about this before, where like sometimes it can all come down to the choice of song and the choice of approach on the night. And this was the biggest proof to me, because I think juxtaposition with her performance being probably her worst one, I think her opponent had the best performance they've done yet. So it really was a battle of the night. Ultimately, which is what bothers me with this format, because I do think that if you rank her performance, she still ends up in the top three on the night. It just so happens that she might have faced number two strong or number one strong in the battle here.
But then when I went to go back to re-listen, I was like, what, why do I not like this? Because it's great. It's really good upon the rewatch. I think it was so different. I don't know. It's not my favorite song. And so then that maybe combined with it as well. And especially then the croc just knocked out of the park.
I mean, it's like, so let me tell you, I'll give you a great example that I think you will relate to specifically. So you loved The Monster in season one. The Monster in season one, putting up numbers. You ate it all up, right? And then The Monster released a new album, and it was like essentially, hey, go back and listen to Bartender. And you're like, no, 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 I don't want to listen to Bartender. I want to listen to this. I want to listen to you doing like the Killers song. I wanted you to parody, like do a cover of, you know, a Panic at the Disco tune. And they're like, no, 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 you're going to listen to I'm going to Buy You a Drink. And you're like, that's not what I'm here for now. So I think it's one of those where it's like, you know what you can get from the Seahorse, and what you got wasn't really what you wanted in that moment.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's just, I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole her, right? And that's the part of the thing is that she is diverse and can bring a lot. But up against the crocodile,
My argument for this, right, is that I've talked about how I want, like I talked about with the Snarls, I was like, I want to see something different. I think the group stages are made for that, where someone like the Mushroom and the Crocodile, they did three different performances in every performance they did in the group stages. Uh-huh. They literally, like, you know, the crocodile one with like a rock song to like a little bit of just a soulful rendition of a song to a fun song. So like it was a little bit of everything. You gotta do your variety there so that they know what you're about. And then you just stick to what your best version of a thing is.
Do you work backwards? Like if you're going to be on The Masked Singer, do you say, okay, this is my friend. Like I'm going to map out every single song that I'm going to do, because the crocodile, I felt like here he was like, this is my karaoke song. I grew up singing this song. I know how I want to sing it. I have my version. I know the emotion. I can just crush it.
I think there's something to be said, because I think that obviously the group stages are the ones you're guaranteed to do. You're guaranteed to be doing the group stages if you're a good singer. And then the other side of the coin is you're not guaranteed to be at the end. So when you're at the end, you want to bring your best to make it through. So you got to take those risks in the beginning by doing something that probably isn't your strongest suit. Because the person who got on Mass, I have found the song they did that first episode, Only Girl in the World. I've found a YouTube video of them doing that cover, and it's just as amazing as I remember it being. Mm-hmm. But I know that they're really good at it now. So it's like, man, imagine hearing that version of Only Girl in the World now in this episode. It would have done numbers.
Yeah. No, but it's a risk, right? Because then you have to essentially save the songs that you know you're going to kill for later.
It's risky. It's very risky. You're like trying to bank your best stuff for later, but are you going to be there later? It's like holding an immunity idol in a social strategy game. It's like, I know it's better for me at final eight, but am I going to make it there?
Yep. 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 Totally agree.
Wow. Look at us. Look at us breaking this stuff down. Like only we really would. I think anyone else would have been like, dude, it wasn't that good. Move on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we get to the judges' comments. Nothing really to see here. Nothing important. I found that, you know, the guesses, Sia was mentioned, Kesha was mentioned. Then Robin brought up Tori Kelly, which to me was a little bit like the nail in the coffin.
That kiss of death. Like, oh no, they guessed it correctly.
they named the primary suspect. It's looking a little worrisome. But then to quickly talk about the stuff I did like from the song, because again, I don't think either of us wanted to seem like we're bashing the Seahorse by any means. We're upset the Seahorse didn't make to the next round. We're nitpicking on why she didn't. I hated the creepy dancers, but I usually do. But I thought the saloon background looked good. I thought, the high notes were good. I don't know. I felt like three different performers on the night had purple and gold dancers, which I was like, is this a Lakers celebration? Like, why is this happening?
I thought the backup dancers for this performance, it was like the big hats reminded me of the Kentucky Derby, but if it was like a modern color blocking version of the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. So is there anything else you want to speak on with regards to this performance before we talk about the opponent of the Seahorse?
No, I think that's all I got. I mean, we didn't get a clue package, right? It was except for, I guess, the telescope, the Star Search, right? Which is what you think it means.
I think it was absolutely Star Search.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing? Was the link to Nick Cannon? I mean, he hosted a thing, so.
Yeah, well, and she said, you've been a host to me before.
Yeah, and she used the term wild in, this is wild, but even before the show, you were a great host to me.
Yeah.
So that's wilding out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's now talk about the crocodile, okay? So the crocodile comes through and literally talks about how they're doing this for their croclings. They drive 8 hours to see them after every show. Seahorse has the voice, but nobody has more heart than me. And then the clue was a pizza rat, which don't know. Okay. Don't know. Is it a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles clue? Probably. I don't know. So then the performance happens, Liana, and you mentioned this is their karaoke song. It was Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. And again, this was the best performance by the crocodile so far. I absolutely adored it. There was when the crocodile hit that high note at the end and the fireworks started happening behind him. Oh my God. Goosebumps. So good. So good. Like after this performance, I was like, you know what? I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think the Seahorse is done. Cause when I saw this matchup, I was like, this sucks because the crocodile is going home. I did not think this was going to happen.
I think it was the combination of the super strong performance from the crocodile right on the heels of them guessing, Robin guessing Tori Kelly. I was like, oh no, this could be the end for the Seahorse. There's always one performance each season, which I just really fall in love with. It's usually something much more emotional. For example, when the monster did Stay With Me or the Rottweiler did Someone You Loved. This fell under that category. And that really just impressed me so much. I was like, oh, you saved this. You were smart about this. Mm-hmm. And I picked the Seahorse first. I knew she was going to be a good singer. And she is a great singer. I'm shocked that she didn't make it to the finals. Absolutely shocked. But if anyone was going to be here, it was going to be the Croc.
Yes, because the Croc, I said when I, you know, hypothesized that, oh, I think the Crocodile could be in the final three. It was because I was like, we need one Razzle Dazzler at the end. We definitely need a Razzle Dazzler. Who else is left? Crocodile's our Razzle Dazzle. And that's because Crocodile has shown that kind of side to him in the group stages. This was no Razzle Dazzle. This was 100% from the heart, from the soul. And I loved every bit of it. And because the Crocodile is able to do all of the things, I really, really appreciated it even more. And I genuinely think that this was top two performances of the night. Easy.
Mm-hmm. I know they don't really have faces, right? Because they're masks. Mm-hmm. But the Croc looked shocked. The way that he was looking mm-hmm. back and forth when they announced that the Crocodile was going to be moving on, I think just goes to show that even he didn't necessarily think that he was going to make it to the finals, because they talked about in the, you know, history or whatever of the Croc is like, I know the Seahorse is a powerhouse. And it was also hilarious to hear the Seahorse be like, I think I know who the Crocodile is.
Yeah.
Like, don't we all?
Oh, man. I was baffled. I was baffled. But I'm happy for the Crocodile. I really am. It sounds like the Crocodile wants to win. I'm feeling that. I'm getting those vibes. So I'll be rooting for the Crocodile. For sure.
Yeah. You know, the Seahorse, Tori Kelly needs, where is Max Martin? Like, someone needs to write good music for her.
Max Martin.
He's the guy who's responsible for everybody's hits since the Backstreet Boys, essentially. He's like a Swedish songwriter. He's a genius. If there's a popular song, his name is on it. I guarantee you.
Wow, look at him. He looks like straight out of Game of Thrones with that hair.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Everything from Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, The Weeknd. Yeah,
Blinding Lights is his? Damn.
Oops, I Did It Again from Britney Spears. Lucky, Stronger, Overprotected.
Is the ASCAP, that's not pronounced ASCAP, is it? Because that would be very funny.
No.
Well, I feel like if you told someone you won the ASCAP award, that's low-key pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think some composers, authors, and publishers would have a issue to take with you. Anyway, the whole point is that she's a powerhouse. Tori Kelly's an amazing singer, and somebody writes good music for her so that I can listen to her more.
You should listen to her more.
I know, but I tried.
Oh, and you didn't like
it? It's like not really my jam.
How dare you?
It was okay. And she's a good singer.
I'll link you. I'll download the her doing Only Girl in the World. And
okay. Well, maybe I just wasn't in the right mood also.
That's
gotta be in the right
possible.
Mood.
Maybe you weren't in the right mood for the Tori Kelly side of things.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get two more performances out of the Crocodile now. Next week on the sing-along, ding-along, and then the week after in the final. So good luck to the Crocodile.
Well, it's going to be a repeat of his previous performance. So we're only going to get one new performance in the finale. Yeah,
just the old performance
that's
with
what
like
they
subtitles?
Did. Yeah, that's what they did last year, remember?
Oh, I mean,
it was great.
I never forget. I never forget the sing-along. That's like,
yeah, how could you?
Top five viewing of all time, sing-along spectacular.
Thank you.
Yeah. The podcast next week is going to be just us answering the audience's questions. So get your questions in.
The other thing that made me realize that it was going to be the Seahorse that was going home was when Craig Robinson guessed the Backstreet Boys, but then they glossed over Nick.
Yeah, that was weird. Of like, oh, they have kids. It's like, wait, you're are you just not going to say the one that also has kids, like on purpose? Like,
is there a rule you can't guess? And then Jenny was like, oh, wait, but also Nick. And then they went right back to AJ.
So funny.
Oh, that's
so funny to me.
It's like they wouldn't even explore the option. They're not allowed to, or that or is edited out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one or the other. But yeah, that was a thing that happened. Okay, so let's talk about now the next matchup. And the next matchup of the evening, because they chose to. So what was your thoughts on saving all the unmaskings till later? Do you think that was the appropriate way to go about it or no?
I mean, it was like 16 minutes of the episode when I was rewatching that I could just skip. So that was nice because, you know, what happened then? I guess, sure. I mean, if you want to try to limit people being spoiled, I don't know. Like, what would be the logic behind doing it that way?
Behind doing it like one at a time as we go along?
Yeah, like what are the pros and cons?
I guess like their thing is they want to keep, like, for example, Seahorse was probably, based on our questions, let me tell you, one of the favorites of the audience, because a lot of people are starting their questions with, first of all, Seahorse was robbed. Second of all, no. Blank. So
fair.
Yeah, so it's like one of those where it's like, okay, well, if all the Seahorse stands or the Sea stands, they see an unmasking and they're like, okay, bye, I'm not going to watch the rest of the show. Maybe that was their worry.
And they saved her for last, so.
They did, which I think was appropriate. I think they unmasked in order of ranking to me, personally. Because I would rank them that way of like 6th, 5th, 4th were in order of who got unmasked first. So that kind of actually really enjoyed the way they did that.
I guess so.
No, you know so. You know so.
Okay, I know so. I agree. You're right. You're 100% right.
All right. Thank you. So nice. Okay.
I know.
So I'm a pretty fun guy, but how about you talk about the mushroom?
Okay. So the next matchup was the mushroom versus the jellyfish. And this was our group C, right? The group that we thought was maybe not as strong as the other groups. So, you know, this one, I thought the mushroom was going to move on past the jellyfish. But once we actually got into the performances, I think the jellyfish did better.
Yep. On my rewatch, that's my biggest takeaway, was like, nope. Even more than the night, I think that the jellyfish did better, personally.
I just felt like the mushroom's performance. First of all, Amy Winehouse does spectacular vocals. Spectacular. We're going to go spackle some holes. Spectacular version. I mean, it's her song, Valerie. It's fabulous. And Naya Rivera does a cover of it in Glee, which is also fabulous. And this felt like not as good.
So
that mean
this, I mean, it just, okay. So we've talked about the mushroom has done like a little bit of everything. I feel like my favorite thing the mushroom has done, Liana, was in the flipping SmackDown last week, where I was like, wait, you did that? That was amazing. That's when I thought the mushroom's out to play. I could see the mushroom taking it all. And then the mushroom kind of went back and did something that I didn't think was all that good. And I was like, mushroom, I don't know about that. I don't really know about that.
It was my notes say fun, but like ... fine, but also like Amy Winehouse. I felt very conflicted because it was upbeat, right? Mm-hmm. It had the razzle dazzle. It had the dance moves. It had shuffling in the little mushroom skirt. Everything logically says, Liana, you should like this. But then I hear the vocals. I'm like voice cracking. Just not, isn't hitting right. And then the awkward beatboxing at the end, just the like,
oh my God. I was like, I know you're trying to, like, it's supposed to appeal to me, but I was not having it. I was like, wait, are you trying to put, this is not in beat. This is not in rhythm. Like, it's after the song. I feel like at no point have I bumped Valerie and thought, you know what? This needs a sick beatbox solo. Like, that's never happened.
It felt so out of place too, because he would beatbox, then he would belt the last note. Beatbox, belt the last note.
It's like, bro, why don't you come on over? Valerie. Like, no, I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was baffling. I mean,
oh man.
Again, let it be known, this is the strongest final six we've ever had on the show, personally.
Yeah.
By far. Easy. Yeah. Okay. However, when we're trying to be like, hey, half of you are good and half of you are supposed to go, then we have to get critical. And I feel like if I'm being critical, the best part about the mushroom's performance to me was the background and the floating mushrooms looked phenomenal. That and Robin Thicke yelling out shroomy at the start of the performance.
I liked at the end when they gave the clue that Robin was the connection. Robin was like, oh, yeah, I do have a connection with mushrooms. And Craig goes, nice.
Nice.
That made me laugh. I love the mushroom costume when I initially saw it, and I really wanted to root for the mushroom here. But when the first impression, I felt the jellyfish did better. And then second impression, I really do feel like the jellyfish, I don't know, maybe it just.
What do you think the odds are that both of us kind of like in the back of our minds, maybe on a subconscious level, got sour on the mushroom after realizing that none of us have the right direction or tip on who it is.
Yeah, how dare the mushroom elude us? Why can't we figure out who you are?
I'm low-key pretty upset because I thought I was going to get Pharrell on, and I love Pharrell. And I was like, oh, wait, you're not Pharrell? Okay, see you then. I don't care anymore. I was willing to trade picks with you to get Mushroom on my team.
I know.
I thought it was Pharrell.
I should have taken you up on that.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So the thing is also is that, and I remember when we were watching live, I made this comment to you about the jellyfish is, which, you know, we find out is indeed our Olympian here.
Hey, first ever live on the podcast deliberation picks. I love that for us.
Look at us, pat ourselves in the back. Let's go.
Boom.
But when I first heard about the Masked Singer, that's what I thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was necessarily going to be singers. I thought it was going to be people like this that was, oh, it's unexpected.
Right.
And she did amazing. I mean, she competed against all of these professional singers. She's, first of all, like 5 years old because she's a freaking child prodigy going 20. To the Olympics. She's a genius. It's fine. And she's going to come in here and compete with people who have been performing for decades. You know what I mean?
As a 28-year-old, she's 20. It's not like she's 5 and like we're 38. Like, that's not the case here.
Okay, I know. Of course, it's exaggeration for humor's sake. Just give it to me, buddy. Anyway.
What are you calling buddy?
You.
No.
Whatever.
No, she was flipping phenomenal. I'm not talking about flips in the Olympics at all. She was amazing.
Yeah. I feel like a little bit grading on a curve, but at the same time, she definitely gets most improved. I remember that first performance. It was like, she's nervous. But then by the end, she's singing Rihanna.
She won. She won Group C last week. She sang Mushroom to the SmackDown.
I forgot about that. When I had to watch the, you know, previously Time On or whatever to remember that she was the one who beat the Mushroom. I was like, that's right. You know what? She did.
The two that got to the SmackDown made it to the finals, which is wow.
Yeah.
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 Do I have anything else to speak on about the Mushroom? Not really. I thought the Keegan-Michael Key guess was pretty wild. And I don't think it's Jaden Smith. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And then I love mixing it with you again, Robin. Like, this isn't the first time we connected. I was like, that can be anybody. You know who's mixed it up with Robin Thicke on a song that's very controversial? Pharrell. But it's not him, so we'll have to move on. It's fine. I'll survive.
Okay.
Pharrell's too good for this show, probably. Which, by the way, congratulations to Masked Singer, renewed for season 5.
Woo!
So we'll be back with season number 5. I'm going to love someone has to do a Mambo number 5 song. You know what? They're totally going to do it for one of the vault package song things. Definitely. Yeah.
Or like a group performance, maybe.
Yes.
Like, maybe they'll do a final 5 season 5 Mambo number 5.
Oh, man. Oh, sign me up. Sign me all the way up.
Right.
I need it. I'm very happy we're getting season 5 of The Masked Singer. Way more than I am of season 1 of The Masked Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
But that is fine. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks anyways. So this was, the song was Stay by Rihanna. And not only do I love this song, I thought she did amazing with the song. I love the addition. The background was like phenomenal. Every bit of this performance to me was great. And I couldn't complain about anything. And I don't think I realized how good it was. I think there's a chance that I was very shooketh about the first group, and I liked both the first group. So it made the second group seem not good to me. But when I was rewatching to take my notes, I definitely found myself feeling very upset about the jellyfish getting a loss here, especially maybe even more than the seahorse, not because I think the seahorse didn't do well or doesn't deserve it, but because I think that in this format of one versus one, she should have won her matchup.
Right. So like once you can get past the bad format, you're like, all right, fine, I'm in on your format. Then you're still going to do this to me?
Yeah. You're still going to give it to Mushroom? Really?
Yeah. It was really the rewatch that solidified that opinion for me, because I was like, maybe the Mushroom Razzle Dazzle, you know, it was good, blah, 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 whatever. But then rewatching, she has such a clear vocal tone. It reminds me of Chris Daughtry. Like, it just sounds very much like you're listening to a recording. It's so clear. She's a strong singer, no backup dancers, a lot of emotion in her performance.
Her live performance sounds HQ, according to Liana.
HD, baby.
So we got this question a bunch. I might as well ask it here. So obviously, we came into the final six with 4 women, 2 men. And the end result is 2 men and 1 woman, the same as every other season so far.
It didn't seem
possible. I thought it would be, there's no way statistically this is going to happen again.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Like, we have so many strong female performances. And then it was like, Jellyfish, no. Popcorn, no. Seahorse, no. You can't have any of the things that you want. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough to hear. It's tough to see. It's tough that in this format that also happened, it was just all around really brutal. There's a lot of, okay, well, what implicit bias could be going on, right? Like, I just start, you know, trying to think of like explanations for it, especially because on the rewatch, I get the Croc decision. I don't necessarily get the Mushroom decision. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just, to me, it's just such a missed opportunity and such a fumble on their part for us to have this type of finale. Because I'll tell you this right now, in my full honesty, I think that the Mushroom's going in there to play for third place. Whereas I feel like if you threw in the Jellyfish or the Seahorse in there, it's straight up a battle. It's a battle who's going to win.
I think ultimately if I had to pick, Croc, Seahorse, and Sun would be the three that I think it's the tightest battle
between.
That's
what I would have said as well. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to everyone who's still listening. I know we're coming out very salty. We're excited, but we're also very passionate. So when it hurts a lot.
We lost 3 people. It was going to hurt. Look, we prepared. We knew it was going to hurt regardless.
We lost a lot of good masks that day.
We lost a lot of good masks.
Okay. So I closed my notes by mistake, but I opened them back up and we're good to go. We're good to go. Yeah, yeah. So with the guesses, Ken Jeong guessed correctly. Someone in our lovely viewer, someone asked the question of, is Ken Jeong like goated in sports guesses now? Is that completely his thing?
Did I not say that to you? I was like, what is it with him and guessing athletes?
It's a superpower, I guess.
I thought it was just basketball players, because he got Victor Oladipo. Mm-hmm. And then for him to also go ahead and get the Jellyfish as well, I was like, oh, okay. So I guess it's not just basketball players. I guess you just, I don't know. I guess we can go back and look to see, because I mean, clearly no one got Mark Sanchez. So I was going to think of like other sports.
But I think that this is someone that he would keep an eye on, because like you think about it, Chloe Kim is of Asian background. He has daughters. They look up. They want representation.
He was like, my daughters are a big fan of yours. So
yeah, and I think that's what it was. It was a case of like
this Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah,
I've had similar moments like this, but I think that's what it was. And I think that when he found out who it was, I think he was very excited, because I know he probably thought my girls are gonna love this. So I absolutely love that. So therefore, I'm not upset. Am I upset that in the same episode he guessed Carol Baskin for somebody and then guessed correctly with Chloe Kim? I can't be upset.
He was just going full memes, okay?
Yeah. The dude is 3 for like 800 now. So I feel like that's not, I'll give him this, you know? What I don't like, if I may actually complain about one other thing, is that in the show, when we went to commercial in one of the early goings, we were shown a snippet of him saying, I was right, I was right, I was right. And then we see him guess Chloe Kim, which to me was like, oh my God, Jellyfish is going to lose, isn't she? Like, this is not okay. I was so bugged, especially because I was like, I'm sorry, but Are you not going to reward your viewers who have figured stuff out? Then don't tell us this.
I know. That was the nail in the coffin. I was like, oh, no, I think I'm spoiled. Yeah. I think I know who goes here.
Oh, my God. We spoiled ourselves.
Oh, man. But I did like that they use the logic of by process of elimination, one of you has to be an Olympian. I was like, yeah, me too.
That's how we got there.
Yeah, I was like, that's how we got to the jellyfish.
Yeah, because we literally got to her because you said this has to be the Olympian. I was like, okay, let me figure it out then. Let me try and like solve it together.
Yeah, it just felt right.
It felt right. No, and honestly, Chloe Kim is clearly, you know, going to be doing way more in the Olympics. So good luck to her there. But also, if you can send us some tunes, we would appreciate that. Not to like the podcast, because that would be wild. But if
she could have a singing career after. Oh, right? For sure. It's her retirement plan. Yeah. If the Olympics don't work out.
Yeah. I feel like she could end up in a Disney and doing animated voice of work for Disney at some point and having like a singing role in a cartoon movie or something as well.
Sure. The skies, the ski slopes or snowboard slopes are the limit for her.
You can still say the sky's the limit because snowboarding happens outdoors.
I know, but then I tried to make a reference and then I, whatever. Yeah, you know what?
Let's just in the air, they're doing flips and stuff.
Okay, fine.
So you could have said the sky's the limit.
The snow sky's the limit.
The half pipe's the limit. Did a full 1080. Okay, let's go. Let's move on. Total eclipse of the popcorn next, right? Well, let's talk about the popcorn now. Mm-hmm. But also, can we just say this? Okay, and I'm not being mean. I'm not being like, oh, this was a bad performance. But was it not the most obvious thing going into Group A that doesn't matter what popcorn does? The sun is going to the finals to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, popcorn, but like, we been knew you were going to be 6 out of 6 when we came into this final.
Wow. I mean, that was my, but look again, I agree. That was my personal feeling. I felt though that the popcorn really brought so, oh my gosh, the emotion and just the energy I did have for a brief second, like, oh my God, the popcorn's going to beat the sun. And especially with the way that the judges were reacting, I was like, oh, I bet this is one of those performances that when you're in person, you feel it. Like, you feel the energy. It's just electric.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, that's the thing is that she went first. And obviously, it was like, oh, snap, something could go down. But then it took like 10 seconds of the sun to be like, okay, the sun did this.
Once it started his acapella, I was like, oh, never mind.
The sun was like, listen, back off. This is mine.
Yeah, this ain't no dusk. This is dawn, baby. The sun is rising, all right?
I've felt the sun, but I've never heard the sun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the popcorn did, okay, I didn't write the name of the song. What song was the popcorn doing?
Better Be Good to Me by Tina Turner.
Yes, that song. So I thought that the last 10 seconds of the song was amazing. Mm-hmm. I was very distracted with the dancers next to the popcorn because it felt like they were not matching the energy of the song. They were not matching the vibes to me at all. And they were in purple and gold again, which to me didn't really match the background the popcorn had going on with the drive-in movie. So I was just very bugged by the dancers being there. What was it into it?
To me, the masks were the issue here because it was, okay, you're going to wear your little dresses. They're holding golden tickets. They're at the drive-in movie theater. All makes sense. But they had Joker eye masks. They were terrifying.
They were terrifying.
Didn't like it.
They kind of looked like henchmen, like the Joker's henchmen.
Yes, that's exactly what they look like. They look like he was about to go rob a bank and he made them put on the masks before and they all had the same masks on. That was the eyes. It was terrifying.
Yeah. No, it was a whole lot of a mess for me with the dancers. I don't know what they need to do with the dancers. I feel like we shamed them at one point in the early seasons and it got worse. So I would like to retract that comment from season 2, please, and bring it back. Bring it back to what it was, because I feel like it was better before.
I miss the inflatable costumes.
I miss them so much. I miss the inflatables. I miss the ugly fox baby. Like, I miss that.
Love them. Yeah, I like how silly this show is. It's so silly.
It is very silly. This is not 60 minutes. Definitely not 60 minutes.
No. Although this episode could have been 60 minutes and we wouldn't have missed much, but still.
I don't have a drum. Oh, you know what?
What do you have that sound effect?
No, I do not. Oh, I don't have it. I have a dun dun dun. I pulled one sound bite from the entire episode to share today, and it was this.
Dude, I want to wrestle somebody.
What was that in context of?
Dude, I want to wrestle somebody.
It was in the context of right after the Crocodile's performance. Craig Robinson felt motivated to wrestle somebody.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah, we learned a new thing about Craig. Yeah. So then let's move on over, because the clues were published author and the stop sign, and then ultimately we know who this is. This is someone that I've met for the first time, Taylor Dane. So hello, Taylor Dane. Nice to meet you. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the sun. Let's move on to the sun. The big clue was fire breathing. Okay. And then the performance was Billie Eilish's song When the Party's Over. And it was done very well. It was done a cappella almost. Was it almost or full a cappella?
It was a cappella at the beginning, but then she did have music backing. But I mean, still, like, absolutely outstanding.
The mountainous background really worked with the strong a cappella start. The voice controls off the chain. I love the cloudy, the smoky floors. I love the rain. Like, it was like a rain, but also like dragonfly kind of effect going on. And I thought, I mean, the sun has the best voice in the show. I was about to say left, but honestly, even at six, she had the best voice. She's had the best voice from the minute we've met her. So that has been. That was amazing. It was the right person to end the show with. And honestly, I think the sun's going to win it now. Like, without a doubt, I feel like the sun's going to win this.
So I was ready to come into this podcast being like, the sun, it's a battle between the sun and maybe the crocodile. But you know what? I thought that it was between the turtle and the freaking frog last year and the night angel one. So you know what? What do I know about anything?
Stick to your heart. Whatever you want, stick to that.
I just, when the sun walked out to match up against the popcorn, you could just... It was radiating. You could just feel the energy coming off of her. You know, I just feel like she's really regained. She talked about like, oh, past couple years has been tough, blah, 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 whatever. And I just feel like she's really regained a love for what she's doing. To be able to essentially take the Billie Eilish song and then do this version of it is really creative. And it was quite outstanding. Very powerful.
Very powerful. Very powerful. I mean, here's the thing, right? I think the sun is the rightful person to the masked award, gold, trophy, whatever. I think she should win. 1000% she should win. If the crocodile wins, I'm not mad and I'm not upset at it. Because I think the crocodile has also done a lot and has done well. And maybe the song choice on the night might change things. Mm-hmm. But the sun to me is just... probably the strongest vocals that I feel like we've heard ever on the show, like top five, at least in four seasons. So I'm just very happy with the sun. I'm very happy that the sun has made it far. I will say, because here's the thing. This is why I wanted it to be a free for all, because I wanted the sun to go head to head with the seahorse, with the crocodile, with everybody, because I do think that the sun had the easiest group out of all three groups to progress. But I also recognize, if I'm doing the comparisons myself, that the sun is probably the number one seed from the beginning and just happened to end up in a group with a bunch of dummies or like weakies.
I mean, but group C though, like how can you say that about group A, being like, oh, group A is the weakest?
Because group C, no, I think group A is 100% still the weakest. I mean, you look at group C, maybe they are like, the best person in group C is still worse than the best person in group A, easy. But I think if the jellyfish was matched up with the popcorn, jellyfish is going to smoke the popcorn.
I don't necessarily think that that's true.
Interesting. To me, it's that. It's very much that.
No, I disagree. I think group C was the weakest overall still.
I mean, can we look at you want to do a comparison of all the people in A, all the people in B? We had the Snow Owls, we had Busta Rhymes, and we had Brian Austin Green in group A.
Yeah, in group A.
Yeah, that's a weak group, Liana.
Busta Rhymes, you're going to say that about Busta Rhymes? You're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that Busta Rhymes is weak? Wow.
I love Busta Rhymes. What a
Busta Rhymes fan that you are.
I love, listen, don't try and like make it seem like I'm a Busta Rhymes hater to get your way. I love Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes is my homie. I'm the top three rappers of all time for me. You know this. I've spoken about this. However, I can recognize that on a vocal talent level, it was better.
The lips was in group C.
The lips sucked. Okay.
Yes.
We know this. But the lips became a meme, which is like more I can say than group A.
Oh my God.
No, but then who else was in group C? Who else was
group?
Because then if you want to make that argument, it's like, well, the gremlin was in group B, but like,
yes.
No, come on. Come on.
Yeah, but there were six performers because essentially you take out the gremlin and then there was five, right? Crocodile, so the baby C, alien, seahorse, whatchamacallit, serpent.
Group C had, what's it called? The squiggly monster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then had
mushroom, jellyfish, broccoli, and lips.
Mushroom, jellyfish, broccoli, and I think that group C is better. I think outside of lips, you put those four versus the top four in group A, and group C will spank them. Outside of the sun, it's like the sun is okay. LeBron, but
is this an individual one-on-one matchup, or is this a total talent? If you sum the amount of talent in group A versus summing, I think that the average
talent level in group C altogether pools
performing, they would go further. Singing talent. Just so we're clear,
singing talent, correct?
Okay, because the lips. Again, like I that know, Liana, drags like, down your average.
We're saying
okay, like, assign numerical values to the quality of the talent of every single performer, and then we're going to do the math. No,
if we put all 10 of these performers and we rank them, the sun is number one, easy, and the lips is number 10, easy. When we fill the middle out, I think there's more talent in group C left at that point. Do you understand what I'm saying?
All right. You know what? I'm just going to look. We're clearly at an impasse. So you know what? Valuable listeners, dear, sweet, sweet, amazing,
valuable listeners,
critically valuable listeners, please weigh in on this. Which group is stronger, group A or group C? Okay, feel free to, you can at me at Liana RHAP. You can at Puyaism. Please let us know your feelings. Write to us on Facebook, message me on Instagram, especially if you think I'm right. I really would appreciate the feedback. Okay, let's move on. We should put up a poll. Did you put up a poll? Let's put up a poll on Facebook. Twitter.
I feel like the way I want to do it, though, it has to be explained. Because,
okay, well, we've explained now, okay? Right? So people will get it now?
No.
Well, I
still think that group A had the stronger person, period.
Yes! Because group A is stronger. You're even logicking yourself out of your own reasoning.
Liana, group B was the strongest group, obviously.
No one's talking about group B.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is that...
this is such a straw man argument. Okay, look, again, what do you need to explain to the listeners to have them answer this question?
Dear listeners, Here's the thing. We all can agree that the sun is on another level in these 10 people in group A and group C. Done. We can also all agree that the lips was the worst out of the two groups. Easy. No debate there at all. All I'm saying is when you look at the remaining performers on group C versus the remaining performers in group A, my argument is that group C has more all around solid performers.
Ignore one of the performers and just be like, this doesn't count.
I'm not saying this doesn't count, Liana. I'm just saying on average, it's better.
Yeah, you're on arguing average.
That Wendy Williams is making that whole side weaker, then I can argue that on the other side, the sun is making this side way more valuable than it really is.
Yes, that's how averages work. That's how it works.
I don't even know. How did we get here? Oh, what are we talking about?
I can't with you right now. Oh my God. Whatever. You know what? The listeners will solve it. Look, we're going to put out the podcast. Okay. And then maybe we'll tweet a poll or whatever, or we'll just, you know, we'll do it with we'll count the ads. All right. We're gonna figure this out. Yeah, if they add us and they say Group A, 1 point for Group A. I think
no one should.
Because you know you're wrong.
No, I honestly see your argument, Leon. I just don't agree with it. There's no right or wrong here. I just personally agree with my side, and not in a, well, I'm just going to ignore your argument. I hear your argument.
No, and I understand that. And that's why I think you're wrong, but what I'm asking is to get someone who is impartial, the listeners, the valuable, important, super smart and talented listeners to comment on who they think is right in this situation. That's all I'm asking for.
All right, listeners, okay? You are all leopards. Whether you agree with me or agree with Liana, I appreciate all of you that have still listened to this point. I've been like, you know what? This is a good podcast. I want to keep listening.
This is valuable.
I appreciate you. Okay. Do we still have a performer left to speak on? No.
Dude, right? I don't even remember when we started talking about this. Could have been hours ago.
Group A, Group C. I was talking about Group. Oh, I said that I think that Group A had the easiest route here, even though they're the
best one. You said the Sun had the easiest route.
Yes. Exactly. 1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I still agree with that. Okay, anyways.
Which then I said, you think Group C is stronger as a group than Group A.
Yes.
Okay, again, the listeners will weigh in. All right, let's just move on. Can we talk about our Vol guesses? Oh, wait, actually, hold on. Can we finish the Sun guesses? Did we talk about the Sun?
We have not. You can go ahead and talk about
the Sun. Okay, guesses. So one of the guesses, Leanne Rimes, was guessed, and the clue that we got for the Sun was that she was breathing fire. Mm-hmm. And this is a random thought that I had, but remember how the dragon was Busta Rhymes?
Yes.
Well, dragons breathe fire. So Busta Rhymes, Leanne Rimes, breathing fire, dragon.
What?
Do you think that could be it?
Oh my God. I will cry. I will cry that I didn't get there before you. I'm going to be so upset. That is so good.
I know, right? Also, I was trying to put together what the cooling court jeans block means from the very first clues from the Take On Me performance. Mm. And I got very confused because I forgot they were doing Rhodes. So I thought cooling court was a thing and like jeans block was a thing. But the clue was just jeans, not jeans block.
Mm.
No, and cooling was just the clue, right? Because early riser road. Well, it's not road. It's early riser. Anyway, it was very confusing to me, and I needed to mention it in case there was anybody else out there that got confused. All right, I'm done.
Unconfusing everyone else?
Oof. Well, I don't know. Now I'm more confused.
I'm scared for this poll that we are going to have, this discussion next
week. Because you know that you're wrong. You know in your heart of hearts that you're wrong. And you're doubling down because you made a point and you feel like you need to defend it. Just be willing to admit when you're wrong.
No, and you're not this psychology thing you're trying right now, not going to work on me, Leanna.
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I am strong. Just like my lead in the vault guesses, I am strong.
Yeah, I've speaking of vault guesses.
Perfect to talk about. So I can tell you this. I might get one more. I did not get one on the night. So I'm very excited to share these with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one that I think I might have is in the finals. So which one do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about in the order that they?
Yeah, let's just go in order. Let's do butter my popcorn, says Robin Popcorn.
Why do I feel like you made this butter me something joke on the podcast at some point in the last couple weeks?
That's entirely possible.
Very possible.
Come on, why don't you come on over here and butter my popcorn?
What was your vault guess, Liana?
I said Mary J. Blige.
That's not bad, because that was I was between her and the one I picked because after listening to the singing, I didn't feel as good about the singing that first time. I picked Tiffany New York Pollard.
Oh my God, that's right. Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, it was really the lips of my vault guesses.
Yeah, that's all right. You can't win them all. I said Tony Shalhoub was the baby alien or something. So, you know, we can't win them all.
Tony Flippin' Shalhoub. Okay. So then let's talk about what the judges guessed for each of these then. So all the judges except for Nicole had the vault guess of Tina Turner. And then Ken and Robin kept Tina Turner. Nicole had Diana Ross, changed it to Taylor Dane, and Jenny McCarthy changed it to Taylor Dane. And yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, do you think Robin is throwing his guesses?
I thought of that a little bit, where it's like, he's not trying to take a win here. I don't know. It kind of felt to me like I think he's better than that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I feel like he's better than this. Like, he would know, but he was like, I'll just keep, you know, Tina Turner or whatever.
Yeah. He's like, okay. Well, like, his thing was, I know those legs anywhere. I'm sticking with it. I was like, that's creepy. Why'd you say it like that?
He talks about people's legs a lot.
He does.
Specifically women's legs. Oh, that being said, I think he's still my favorite panelist. Oh, that doesn't say a lot about the rest of the panel.
Yeah. And I love Craig Robinson in this episode because he was straight up just piggybacking off other people's guesses. And I was very happy to see that. That's how I feel I would have been if I was asked to be a judge. I'm not going to come
in for sure.
Like, oh, I'm seeing one shred of evidence, then I'm going to make a completely organic guess. No, I'm going to guess with what makes the most sense out of the judges' guesses because they've seen everything.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I would definitely do the same thing. You're coming in with a fraction of the information. Exactly. Why not utilize the panel around you? Yeah,
exactly.
No, I'm cool. Look, do what you got to do to win, you know?
Yes. So then next unmasking was the jellyfish.
I said Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
And I don't remember why.
American Irish actress.
I need to make notes of why I guessed certain people, I'm realizing. So next year I will do that.
Let's see. She was in a drama series called The Clinic. Okay.
Yeah. She was in Lady Bird. She was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. She's like, you know, she's a mover and a shaker in the acting world.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
again, don't know why. I'm sure there was some reason why I decided that that's, I got nothing.
Yeah, well,
what group was this? Group C? Group A? Group B?
This was Group C. This was Group C.
Yes, of course, the weakest group. Okay.
Yeah, I also, it's very clear that both of us did not think this was a singer. I went with Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. That was my like shot in the dark guess there. I don't remember. Again, I also do not remember why. I feel like I heard something in that initial clue that really felt family-ish to me, and I went that direction. Okay.
Yeah, the only thing in my notes I wrote, a young person. But like, nice. She's like 26, so I don't know.
Liana, 26 is a young person.
Yeah, no, I know. But I remember explicitly thinking like, oh, this is like a very young person, and then I didn't guess a very young person. A young person, right? Okay.
Is 20 versus 26 that different?
I mean, I can speak from myself at 20 versus 26.
Yes, as far as adulting and like life experience, yes. But
sure, but if you, you know, an 80-year life expectancy, okay, sure. Yeah, 6 years is not that big a deal.
Like if someone was like 30 and someone's 35, I'm kind of like same.
Yes, but are you going to say, oh, well, 2-year-old and an 8-year-old, they're same, right? It depends on the developmental.
The older you get, the smaller it becomes, right? I think is that the thing?
Right. So then the question is that, well, okay, you know what?
As a 28-year-old not being willing to be thought of as not young. And I'm like,
you are young.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not saying that she's not young. I'm not saying that you're not young. I'm saying when I thought a young person, I was thinking like 18.
Oh, I'm young.
Yes, you're very young.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're also young.
I'm sure.
You are. We're like about the same age.
I know. All right, let's move on.
You're feeling sad. Okay, well,
I'm over this conversation. I'm getting tired from our fight earlier.
That wasn't a fight.
It was you're just wrong. Disagreement. All right, fine.
Dude, you're wrong. It's fine.
Whatever.
I like that the panel pretty much changed all their guesses from actresses to, oh, we're all going to each pick an Olympian and bank on it.
Yeah.
We had 3 Olympians, 1 Grimes. That was the guesses.
Like the last minute. It was like, I mean, that's when you know somebody's going to get eliminated because all of a sudden they narrow in on who it's going to be. Whatever.
Right. So then, yeah, and then Craig Robinson also jumped on with Ken and said Chloe Kim, which I was very happy to see. What did you think of the wild story that she DM'd Ken and Ken left her on red?
Oh my God, that's so funny. And even in her clue, she said, I'll be direct with you.
Yes.
But I can't say I haven't tried. Direct messages.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for 2 years. Somehow, I feel like Ken being as old as he is, I think he made the right call not responding to the message, but also...
I guess she would have been 18.
If he opens the message, double taps on it, writes, haha, thanks, then that maybe is like the appropriate way to go about it.
I mean, she's an Olympian, though.
She is an Olympian, and his daughters would have loved this.
Maybe he has someone running his Insta.
It's entirely possible. I feel like there's no way these celebrities are all handling their own social medias. There's no way. Yeah. Okay, and then last but not least, we have the seahorse.
Yes, the seahorse. Okay, you go first.
Is she the one that I had like a, I said like a, I have, okay, you have to give me a second. You have to talk about it. I have to go find this because the other ones I knew off the top of my head, I do not remember what I had for the seahorse.
I put mine in a little document that gets saved right after I guessed them.
I wrote them in the episode notes of each episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this would have been episode 2.
Episode 2, thank you.
Yeah, episode 2, because it's a group B.
You're not going to like this, but I also did not write out the name of all the episodes for my doc titles until episode 3, by the looks of this.
Okay, so fine. Well, while you find it, I will give the person I thought. I wrote Dua Lipa because I wanted to seem hip. Which I realize in the process so of saying I wanted to seem hip is automatically not hip.
Defo not hip.
Yeah. That guess was, again, based on nothing. I wanted to be like, I know who Dua Lipa is. So take that.
It's like, you know, people our age listen to Dua Lipa, Liana. You listen to Dua Lipa.
I know. That's what's it's embarrassing because I finally learned who she was because one of her songs came up on one of my Spotify playlists. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this. Yeah. And then I was like, who's this person? And why is she in a pink outfit? And then I looked her up and then I was like, huh, all right. And then that singer aired.
I had Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember. I had Kacey Musgraves type. Yeah. Yes, because of all the OK Corral kind of stuff.
Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. There's no way. Cause like my biggest thing was I don't think it's a country person. And everyone's like, oh, it's like coming off country. It's like, it's not country. So
yeah, but you guessed Kacey Musgraves.
Is she country? I don't even think she's country.
Yeah, she's country.
Nah.
Yes.
Is she?
Yes.
She's a singer songwriter.
Yes.
What genre? Oh, she's won country music award.
Country.
Why did I?
You made the argument reason, that she was country.
I think for some reason to me, she comes off as like not country, but also I don't know what that means.
In the podcast, you said that it was country because of all the OK Corral stuff.
I don't know. Did I? It's country. And then
what are you, Akiva? Yes, that's what you said.
Okay, well, I don't know why you're like, why you care so much about this. Like, you're not.
I care because it's revisionist history.
It doesn't. I was wrong. It doesn't matter. Literally.
Oh, my God.
I'm still winning 2-0.
A versus C all over again.
No. I mean, whatever. The point is, it doesn't matter. And I was wrong. And you were also wrong.
It's not Tony Shalhoub. Lube wrong, but it's pretty wrong.
It's not Tiffany New York Pollard wrong.
Yeah, wrong, but it's wrong.
Why did I think she's not country? Okay, you know what? Whatever. We'll move on.
I don't know.
Kacey Musgraves is my guess. It's wrong. Okay. Oof. All right.
Oof.
Man, for a podcast that seemed like it was pretty straightforward, we definitely hit hills and valleys.
Yep.
Some of these Liana takes are not great. Okay, it's fine. Two people switched to Tori Kelly, and that was Nicole and Robin, the sensible ones, and that's fine. Can I just say again, Jenny McCarthy is the biggest hipster wannabe of the panel. She always tries to pick someone that it's not, but like a very specific. Okay. Cool. All right. So are you down to answer some questions real quick before we head on out?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So first question I'm going to ask you here is this one. We can all agree the way they did the battles were awful. What would have been a better way to do the matchup? Straightforward top three seems too simple for the show.
No matchups. I don't want to be constrained. I want the final six to run wild.
I like that this one comment from one of our listeners in this thread who says, no guest or group performance, six perform, vote. Two move on, the other four battle in some kind of matchup slash like SmackDown type thing. And then eliminate the losers, the two battle winners then face off for the final elimination.
Yeah. All right. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I think that is engaging. You get more performances on the episode. I think it's a little bit better, especially because initially it's a free for all right out the gate. Right. So that would be good. That would be good. I told you a couple people asked us about, what we thought about the format. We've talked about that a lot. There was yelling in Liana's voice going on in my head throughout the whole episode. That was Sean Dell who said that.
Same.
Friend of the podcast, Edmo, said, just posting to say, I love you both so much. And I listened to all the podcasts from episode one to last episode last week.
Aww, thank you, Edmo. Love you too.
Love you too. Let me know if you agree with me on this Group C, Group A thing. I will appreciate that feedback. Okay. Kakabu also asked about the whole, like, showing the audience. I feel like we've made our feelings known about that. Ugh,
it's so dumb. It's like, it just annoys me every time.
Mm-hmm. Great friend of the podcast, Maddie, sent a video question asking us what our favorite costume was in the final three.
Ooh, so of the final three people that are remaining, let's see what we got here. So we got the mushroom, the sun, and the crocodile. Well, I think, isn't yours the crocodile?
I like the crocodile's costume. I really do. I can more speak on the stuff I don't like about the other costumes that probably will take it away from me. I don't like the sun's, like, upside down mask.
Okay.
To me, it feels like it's put on the wrong side. And then the other thing is that the mushroom's mask kind of seems like mushroom's outfit seems more budgety than the other ones.
Hold on. I'm pulling up pictures so I can see them all. I really liked the mushroom when I first saw it, but the more I look at it, the more I feel like there's just a bunch of stuff on it. Like they stuck too much stuff on it. It's like an I Spy poster. They just, like, kind of kept adding things onto the costume.
It looks like a burger that has way too much tomato on it because they tried to fill it up, but they don't want to put, like, the good stuff on it. And it's like, listen, it's a bigger sandwich, but you're not fooling me. Like, I can tell that it's not as good as you're trying to make it seem.
Sure. Okay. So I think I'm going to go with the sun here as my personal favorite. I think it's really pretty. It's really gorgeous. I like the fact that she had the costume change, like when she had the pants on versus the skirt. That's cool. And it's just so regal. It's so powerful.
It is. I like everything about the sun's costume, except for the fact that the mask looks like it's upside down. That's the only problem I have with it.
Hmm.
And that, I'm like, kind of like the orbit thing behind, like, the antenna thing kind of doesn't look completely symmetrical, which I know you've had a problem with before.
Well, no, one of my concerns was that it was going to be asymmetric, but there's a lot of braces on there to hold it in the right place. So I felt as the performances have actually happened, it's not a problem.
Felipe wanted to say, let it be known, Puya got Tori Kelly weeks ago. Shout out, Felipe. He knows what's up. I got there. Yay for
remember
me.
That time when you guessed Tori Kelly and then I guessed Tori Kelly the next week thinking it was a completely original guess? Yeah, you were like,
oh, the other person could
I
be.
Got it.
I was like, what?
Like, I've been new.
Yeah, and yet you're like dragging me over the coals over this country Casey Musgraves thing.
Okay, I don't understand. hypocrisy? I don't even know her.
what this? All right. One last question before we move on here. Okay. One last question before we move on here from Jeff, who says, what is your all-time all-star team of bad mass singer performers? Let's say in his list, he has three and then one for good measure. Let's just say three.
Lips Gremlin, lock it in, easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the other one?
I mean, his also has Lips Gremlin. And I think the third one we would also probably agree on, White Tiger.
Yeah, White Tiger. Yeah. I think that's probably. I mean, if we're talking stingers, right? Like, yeah. Also,
is there an honorable mention? I feel like I can't really think.
Ooh, of Antonio more. Brown.
Antonio Brown was bad
as the hippo. That was pretty bad.
First boot ever. First unmasking ever. Right.
I mean, it was okay. I wasn't as bad. The other
wasn't
ones
as bad. These three were especially horrible. His has Terry Bradshaw for good measure, and I don't. He was like the deer, but he progressed to the next round. So,
So he made it one round because Antonio Brown went home.
Oh,
as the hippo. Yeah. No, Terry Bradshaw. The I remember because the second performance that Terry Bradshaw did was the shoot. Oh no, maybe it was the first. One he did Imagine Dragons for one of them, and it was like, oh,
you know what, that kind of sounds familiar to me.
You're like, no, yeah. not that.
I kind of hear that. Okay, yeah. And then Jeff says, add Seal to be the professional singer on the team. And to Jeff I say, don't you talk smack about the leopard, please and thank you. The leopard belongs on a team of all stars.
Wow.
Not bad stars.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right, I think that's where we should leave it. If you are a fan of more of the second half shenanigans, please tune in next week for the sing-along spectacular, where it's going to be a lot more of that, probably, with a side piece of talking about the sing-along-y stuff that happens along the way. But yeah, otherwise, thank you for listening. Liana, where can people find you? What are you up to?
Can I talk about how I'm actually kind of a little bit excited for The Masked Dancer?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
they famously at the start were not into it at all.
I know. But then the marketing department got me good. Like, between Craig Robinson coming in and doing the cross promotion and just being like super chill, and when Ken was dancing, not giving him the time of day, his type of humor I just absolutely love. I was like, oh my gosh, he's great. He's gonna be great. The panel makes absolutely no sense. Why is Brian Austin Green there? No one will ever know. And the fact that in the promo someone fell out of the ring that they're spinning in, I got super excited about. It's so weird. Which one is weird? Okay, this is the second question for our absolutely fabulous audience. Which one is weirder? Is it masked celebrities dancing or masked celebrities singing? I feel like dancing is weirder, right?
1000% it's dancing, because at least singing, maybe if they're pulling a singer, you can figure it out. Cadence of voice can help. Way you pronounce things can help. No one knows anyone's dancing. Like, I'm not like, outside of like a select couple of seasons of So You Think You Can Dance that I've watched, I can't even name dancers or anyone that's good at it. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars either. So,
but Dancing with the Stars was first. What's the celebrity singing show?
American Idol. Oh, no, celebrity singing show.
Yeah.
Celebrity singing show. I don't think there is a celebrity singing show, is there?
No,
I don't. They're all like star makers. I mean, maybe The Voice, because The Voice, you could go on as an established artist of some sort. Big of an artist. So no, actually,
The thing is that it's not centered around celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's like an all-star version of a Got Talent show, which they have done where they'll bring back singers that did well in like season 8 and like season 22. But that is a whole different ballgame. So I don't think there's really been something of this caliber for that. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited, Liana, because I think it's going to be an absolute train wreck. And I'm excited to talk about it on podcast. At least we've talked about, we're committing to at least the first episode. And then maybe if we like it, we talk about it, but maybe potentially we do like a check-in and a finale kind of thing.
Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. We'll collect all our thoughts in a little vault and then we'll release them all at the end. I don't have a podcast worth of thoughts in me.
No. And that's why I'm saying, like, if we do like 2, maybe 3, that's where it would be fine. Cause I think we're both going to end up watching it regardless. Mm-hmm. I think that's happening. I'm going to watch it, but I don't know if it's going to require the conversation, but we'll see. We'll see when we get there.
I'm definitely going to watch the first episode.
Liana, as someone who knows you watch I Can See Your Voice, I trust that you're going to watch the whole season.
No,
if
I
you
don't.
Watch I Can See Your Voice, no. You're going to watch Masked Dancer.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe out of spite now you might not, but you will.
I know, but secretly, no, I'll be like, oh my gosh, incognito mode, trying to like find a busted link so that you'll never know.
It's so funny because you watch it on Hulu and I can tell because it's in the keep watching section. I'm like, I'm sorry, keep watching. I never started.
Hulu's a snitch.
Hulu the snitch.
Stupid Hulu. Right. Well, Liana, we need separate profiles.
We shouldn't pay. We live in the same house. Can we make a separate profile?
Is it like Netflix where you can make a separate profile? I don't know. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Please at me and let me know that Group A is better than Group C.
I don't like that you're trying to like lead with bias. Be impartial. Be fair.
I am completely how am I supposed to be impartial?
The fair participants in the poll will pick Group C. Just so you know.
Yeah, they will. Okay,
it's just great. It is fair.
It is just. It is right.
And if you want us to not argue about this, just don't vote in that poll.
No, we're gonna do three options for the poll. It's gonna be Group A.
No, we're not putting
Group
a poll
C,
up. We're just getting ads. We're just getting ads.
You don't want to do a poll?
No, I think that
I want to do a poll.
No, the poll can be leading.
What does that mean?
I feel like the poll.
You don't see the results until you click on it if you do it on Twitter.
But after our beloved audience listens to the podcast, they'll know who has what opinion.
Yes. So they're going to know who has what opinion even if they at us.
I love the audience. I trust that they're going to vote the way they feel regardless. I don't know. It's getting late and your boy has had a day. Good luck audience with this vote.
You know, it's right.
No, oh my God, no. Audience, we will win this together. Okay. You can also catch Liana on the latest Renap that had gone out. Isn't that
right?
Oh,
yeah. I was on Renap. When was I on Renap?
This past week.
Last week? I was on Choose Your Own Masked Renap Adventure. Choose Your Own Renap Venture. Yes, I was on the latest Robin and Akiva Anita podcast. We were, Mike Bloom and I got together with Robin and Akiva to go through a Choose Your Own Adventure story, which was super, super fun. The first one was a little meh, but the second one was an absolute blast. So I highly encourage you to check that out, especially if you're a fan of Choose Your Own Adventure stories.
It was a delight. Some of those adventures I would only ever go through in that exercise and not mentally, because it's scary, but it was fun. I enjoyed my listening experience with that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And you can find me on social media, all major platforms, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. It's Puyaism for all four of those things. I talked all about the finale of 90 Day Fiancé the other way. The finale finally happened. Who would have thought? Out of nowhere. So that's up on the Rahap Ups Network, ready to go for your viewing pleasure. I will be talking about the new season of 90 Day Fiancé OG, original, proper, with Rob Cesternino himself. We're going to be co-hosting together. I'm very excited for this venture. It's going to be a fun time. The feed does not change. So if you're already subscribed to the 90 Day Fiancé feed, it will be there, but it will also be on the main feed. So you have access everywhere to it. So I'm very excited about that. And then, of course, I stream three times a week over on twitch.tv/Puyaism. So you can check that out, among us with the friends on Sundays. Usually a fun time, always a great time. No matter what, I am enjoying myself. So with that being said, we have come to the end here. But after all of this, if you're still here, if you're still listening to us after everything that we've gone through tonight on this here podcast, please, if you could leave a rating and review for the podcast, we much appreciate it. It would allow us to be found. I saw that on the Masked Singer show, they plugged the official Masked Singer podcast in the Chiron. We're gonna start losing to the frog, and I want to be the night angel to the frog. I want to defeat the frog. So if you can please leave a rating and review, that'll help us get found. It'll push us up. It'll put us out there, and that will be appreciated very, very much. You can do that over on robuswebsite.com/masked singer. That's MASKED singer. Thank you very much. We've come to the end, and we'll unmask you at the Sing Along Spectacular next week. Till then, take care. Bye.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.